Welcome to our Shire of Wongan Ballagee August Ordinary Council meeting. Item 1, Acknowledgement of Country, Declaration of Opening, Announcement of Visitors. So we've got an Acknowledgement of Country. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land within the Shire of Wongan Ballagee, the Baladong and Yuard people of the Noongar Nation, and pay our respects to Elders past, present and emerging. Item 2, Attendance Apologies, Leave of Absence Previously Granted. Leave of Absence Previously Granted, Councillor Sewell, and that was granted. Item 3, Public Question Time. Nil. Item 4, Announcements from the Presiding Member. Nil. Item 5, Deputations, Presentations, Submissions and Petitions. Nil. Item 6, Applications for Leave of Absence. Nil. Item 7, Confirmation of Minutes. Item 7.1, Confirmation of the Minutes of the Ordinary Meeting of Council held on Wednesday the 22nd of July 2026. And the officer recommendation is that the minutes of the Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 22nd of July 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of the proceedings. Could I have someone move that item, please? Councillor Stasevic, seconder. Councillor Klasik. Is there any dissent on that item at all? Carried. Item 8, notice of matters for which the meeting may be closed. So we have one item at item 11.1 where members of the public will be required to leave the room. Item 9.1, governance. Item 9.1.1, acquisition of land and buildings at 7 Johnson Street, Wongan Hills, known as Neenan House, units 1-8. And we have the officer recommendation, and I will read that Council 1 authorises the acquisition of the land and buildings at 7 Johnston Street, Wongan Hills, also known as Neenan House, units 1-8, from the Wongan Ballagee Aged Persons Homes Association, with an effective transfer date of 1st of January 2027, and the consideration payable being nil. 2, authorises the Shire President and Chief Executive Officer to sign the transfer of land documentation and other documentation as is required for this transaction. 3, notes the financial implications of acquiring these assets and managing them into the future, as presented in Attachment 2 to this report. And 4, notes that WBAPHA have requested the transition of the units at 6 Martin Street and 14 and 16 Martin Street, known as Hines Cottages, and this request will be presented to Council for consideration in the coming months. Could I have someone move that item? Councillor Richards, and a seconder, please. Councillor Hood. Councillor Richards, do you have anything, any comment?
No, that wasn't discussed yesterday in agenda. I think we're all pretty happy with that.
Thank you. Councillor Hood?
No comment.
Is there any dissent on this item at all? That's carried, 6-0. Thank you. Item 9.2, Administration and Financial Services. 9.2.1, List of Payments for July 2026. And the officer recommendation is that Council, in accordance with Regulations 13 and 13A of the Local Government Financial Management Regulation 1996, receives a list of payments for the month ended 31st of July 2026, totalling $1,021,370.15, and refer to Attachment 9.2.1.1. This includes payments made under delegated authority and payments made using purchasing cards by authorised employees. Could I have someone move this item, please? Councillor Stasevic. Seconder, Councillor Kalasic, thank you. Is there any dissent on this item at all? We've got the pages in front of us. We went through it yesterday for those present. That's carried, 6-0, thank you. Item 9.2.2, monthly financial report, 31st of July 2026. And the officer recommendation is that Council 1 receives the monthly financial report containing the statement of financial activity by nature classification and statement of financial position for the month ended 31st July 2026 as presented as attachment 9.2.1 to this report. 2 notes the unrestricted municipal surplus of $3,226,322 for the month ending 31st of July 2026. And 3, pursuant to section 6811B of the Local Government Act 1995, Council authorises by absolute majority the following amendment to the 2026-27 budget, being A, capital grants, subsidies and contributions will be increased revenue by $72,344. B, infrastructure roads, increase expenditure by $77,512. And C, transfer from special projects reserve, increase by $5,168. Could I have someone move that this item, please, councillors? Councillor Richards. Councillor Kalasic, thank you. Is there any dissent on this item at all? No, carried 6-0. So we move to item 9.3, Works and Services, and 9.3.1, Cadoo Sports Council Entrance Statements. And we have a declaration, a disclosure of interest from Councillor Kalasic, an impartiality, being Councillor Kalasic is on the Cadoo Sports Council, is a Cadoo Sports Council member, and also this sign is actually located next to Councillor Kalasic's property. So thank you for that. And the officer recommendation is that Council support the Cadoo Sports Council application to install 2 entrance statements along the Dowran-Killanny Road, subject to A, the Shawarrawungan Ballagee covering the cost of constructing the gravel pads for the installation of the entrance statements, B, the Cadoo Sports Council indemnifies the Shawarrawungan Ballagee in accordance with the indemnity requirements outlined in this report, C, the Cadoo Sports Council provides evidence of appropriate public liability insurance to the satisfaction of the Shire before installation commences and while the entrance statements remains within the road reserve. And D, the Cadoo Sports Council agrees to carry out ongoing maintenance, repair and replacement works for the entrance statements to the satisfaction of the Shire, as outlined in this report. Could I have someone move this item, please? Councillor Richards, seconder. Councillor Stevenson. Is there any dissent on this item? No, that's carried 5-0. Thank you. 6-0, sorry. So we've got item 9.4, nil. Item 9.5, Community and Customer Services, nil. And we now move to item 11, matters for which the meeting may be closed. And the officer recommendation that Council resolved to close the meeting to the public in accordance with sections 5232B of the Local Government Act 1995 as the following item pertains to the personal affairs of an individual. Could we have someone move that, please? Councillor Hood and seconder Councillor Kolasi. Thank you. All in favour?